Kartik inspiration. There's something which I wanted to share with you. 2 days before the month of Kartik started, I went to Vashana to take darshan and met one sadhu friend. I know him since 20 years, who was sitting in a very, very tiny, cramped little room with a harmonium and singing the name of Radha. When he saw me, he jumped up and embraced me, and I said, can I sit for a moment with you? And again he went and sang the name of Radha, 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 only singing. I asked him, we're usually chanting both names, Hare and Krishna. Hare meaning Radha and then Krishna. And you sing only Radha's name. What is in your mind? And then he pointed out in a very wonderful verse from the Shri Shri Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. It's a work by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. All the verses are written in marble and are decorating one sacred forest, Sevakunj, in Vrindavan. And he pointed out one particular verse, verse 155, which is very noteworthy. O Srimati Radharani, Madhupati Krishna cancels innumerable offenses committed to saints of anyone who even once relishes the nectarian flavor of your holy name. And in great ecstasy, he considers bestowing your highest gift, that is, your personal service, on such a soul. Who can then even start to imagine the greatness of anyone whose mind is fixed only to obtain your service? Very interesting. Here, no offenses are considered when chanting the name of Radha. We have heard something like this in the name of Gaur Nithai. Chanting these names, also offenses are forgiven. Gauranga, as you know, is Krishna in the mood of Radha. Srimati Radharani is so forgiving, so accepting, so loving that she does like this. So I was taking and remembering this conversation and returned to the place where I stayed, and then one good friend, a god brother, gave me actually the name of Radha, which is there engraved in a beautiful way on a wooden plate. Perhaps we can show you a photo. And I keep it in my room together with a peacock feather that represents Krishna. So this is something to think. The name of Radha, by the way, as you know, is 8 times the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is very much represented when we chant, and we can know that Lord Krishna doesn't count even hundreds of offenses, even towards a great devotee, if he sees someone chanting this glorious name of that person whom he has made the queen of Vrindavan's forest. Wishing you all the best in your own chanting. Please sometimes remember the meaning. O Radha, O Krishna, please accept me. And then you will see that your chanting will become much more imbued with ecstatic, or let us say, devotional feelings. Wishing you all the best. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.